Now time for locker room chat. I'm joined by Onega Boys and Basketball Coach Luke Baxter after a couple of consolation wins in a DBL tournament. And Coach, of course, not exactly how you want the tournament to go, as you guys weren't able to really get into bracket play, but you guys do pick up a pair of wins. You now won three of your last four. Kind of just rewinding back here to your game against Lynn, you guys won that 150-41. Your thoughts on that one?
Oh, you know, the Lynn game, looking back on it, you know, we didn't shoot the ball real well, but Lynn had something to do with that. I thought their defense was pretty good, especially in the first half, but we took care of the ball. I think we only had 9 turnovers. We rebounded really well. Lynn scores a lot on offensive rebounds, and looking back, we kind of gave ourselves a chance at the end just by, I think we only gave up 1 offensive rebound in the first 3 quarters. You know, that's really good rebounding, and our guards were doing a good job limiting them to 1 shot. And we were down 10 at half, but, you know, if we don't rebound like that or take care of the ball, we're probably down a lot more in the fourth, and it looks a lot harder to come back. And then in the fourth quarter, well, not even the fourth quarter, the last 6 minutes of the game, we scored 31 points, and we got some momentum, and we had some guys step up. Jackson Kolderman, I think, had 10 of those 13 points in that span, and we hit free throws at the end. And really, that was the difference. We made our free throws at the end, and really crazy ending, and we ended up getting a 9-point victory.
Yeah, it was just a crazy win. You guys get that one, take some momentum going into that Donovan West game. You guys won that one 64-52. And Coach, I don't know if you maybe felt the same way. This felt like a game you guys should have been able to pull away a little bit later in the game.
Yes, we talked about that after the game. And credit to Donovan West. They hit shots. You know, I think they were shooting over 50% from the 2-point line, but I thought our defense was one of our worst defensive performances of the year. Like, I mean, but again, Dolphin West made our defense look bad. They did a lot of good things and got some open looks, but I thought we could play better defensively. And offensively, I thought we were pretty good, and I thought, you know, we got up 9 or 10 a handful of times. And I felt like we could have taken care of business, and we didn't. And then we kept missing free throws, and led to overtime, and then another overtime. But like I said, credit to Dawson West, their coach Johnson. He does a really good job, and they do the little things really well, and causes problems. So I'm glad we won. I just hope we kind of learn from it and get better from it.
Absolutely, because now you guys enter a stretch here, final games of only 7 games left. Hard to really believe that. That's pretty crazy. But you guys play Lynn again coming up in a couple days. And then after that, you have some more winnable games against some teams that are around you guys in league play. How much do you like where you guys are sitting right now?
Well, I mean, I like our schedule down the stretch. But, you know, on the boys' side, they're just really, even the teams at the bottom, you got to come ready to play. I think, as a team, I think we can win any game we play, even against the top teams, but I also think we can lose any game we play. We have to be ready to play, and especially going on the road, I'm sure Lynn, they're going to be ready for us. I'm sure they didn't enjoy that fourth quarter of that game, and you got to be ready to play every night. We got to keep getting better. We got to get better defensively. We're getting better offensively. We're scoring more. We're shooting at a higher percentage. We just got to keep taking care of the ball and rebounding well, and just pick up the defensive intensity, and I think we got a shot every night.
Absolutely, Coach. Thank you so much for your time today. Really appreciate it, and best of luck moving forward.
Thanks, Jerry. We'll see you next week.
Onega Boys Head Basketball Coach Luke Baxter here on Locker Room Chat. And it's been brought to you by Community Healthcare System, Blue Valley Technologies, and Main Star Trust.